Shannon, could you just come up and pray for me as we start this session?
Father, thank you for our brother George. Thank you that you have touched him, anointed him. And I just come against anything that would raise its ugly head against your spirit of truth, Father. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak truth. Have your way and come and teach and settle your words into our hearts through our brother George. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. You know, as you can see, this is a prayer ministry, and therefore we rely on the Holy Spirit for revealing things. Now, it's not to say that you won't get understanding from your human knowledge and understanding what's happened to you, but the Lord is so wonderful that he'll take us to pinpoint the areas, because we might be aware of some things, but sometimes deep trauma and that deep abuse, you blot it out from your mind, but the Lord knows that it's still bothering you. Now, this session I wanted to share with you about really opening ourselves up to hearing from God. And, you know, the most of the way that we understand things is basically in the natural, someone speaks and our ears hear and our mind then figures it out, and that's when we move. But the Lord does things in a different way, because when we receive the Spirit of God, we get a different reception area, and that's in our spirit. So what happens is that God speaks to our spirit, and our spirit reveals it to our mind without deduction or reasoning. Now, I'm just going to show a few overheads there, because this is just stylized and it might help you understand it a bit. But basically, this is a picture of us before we receive the Lord. And that dinky little thing at the top is our spirit, which is spiritually dead. So I just showed it as a little bean up the top. And then I have our soul, which is our mind, intellect, ego, will, and emotions controlling our body. So by and large, when we're in that state, before we know the Lord, our mind decides what it wants to do and tells our body to do it, but we're out of communication. And in the next picture, when we receive the Lord, our spirit comes alive. And the Spirit is the Spirit of truth, amen? And he reveals truth to our mind. So Holy Spirit is always revealing truth to our mind. And then, and you might say, well, that's wonderful, then when I become one with the Lord, all I get is truth, and it's no problem through life. But the third slide shows you two other sources that feed into our mind. The truth is coming from our spirit, but from the old creation, our lies coming to our mind, and from the enemy, our lies coming to our mind. Now, what happens when you get truth and lies at the same time? Confusion. You're confused. And you might listen to one and you might listen to the other, but you don't know which one to listen to. And depends how in tune you are. If you're so used to your own mind, your mind control, you know you're thinking out everything. If you're in that state, then basically you're usually thinking, making up your own mind and not listening to God. But the Lord wants us to start learning to listen to the still, small voice of God. And the way the still, small voice of God comes is by a revelation of truth directly to your mind. And it comes to your mind without deduction or reasoning. You remember that passage? The Lord tells us in 1 Corinthians, it says, No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived. And what he's saying is, it's not coming through your normal senses. It's not coming through your eyes and ears so your mind can conceive it. It's not Charlton Heston on the mountaintop saying, "Thus saith the Lord." The way that God's going to speak to us is through revelation, truth revealed directly to our mind. And a simple way of saying it is know and you're knower. You're going to know and you're knower it's true. And we have a word for that, of course, and that's called intuition. Now, you gals have been blessed with a little more of that than us guys, women's intuition. But intuition is actually the mind perceiving the truth of things instantly without reasoning or deduction. So you just know. And that is the way the Lord's going to speak to us. In fact, you might call it your conscience, which is God's call to his holiness. And a lot of times you'll struggle with your mind and your spirit. Because have you ever gone into a store and the clerk gives you back too much money? And you say, well, they've been ripping me off for years, I'm going to put it in my pocket. And there's a little voice inside of you saying, no, that's not right. Oh, sure, it's right. There's no reason. They don't need the money, and I do. No, it's not right. You ever notice you can't argue with your conscience? It's either black or white. But our mind rationalizes all these things. Oh, well, it's okay. No. But the Lord speaks directly to our mind, and he reveals things directly. And that is basically what we want to listen to, because it's spiritual sensing. It's an unuttered and soundless voice. Now, some people do hear it as a voice. Some, I know, see it like a ticker tape. You may see it as a something that comes to your mind, a picture, a vision. You might get it in a dream at night. But it's something that comes not through the normal way, okay? And you've all experienced this, I know you have. You may not realize, you know, but you have. You actually have received it. It's unuttered and soundless. And you remember Elijah when he was there and he was hiding from the Lord and he was depressed and he's in a cave and it says there's a wind and God's not in the wind and then there's an earthquake, he's not in the earthquake, and so on. And finally it said there's a still small voice. And God speaks to Elijah. We have to learn to quiet our mind to nurture the voice of God. If we override it and become too strong in our mind, we drown out the Lord. And so that's why it's good to have quiet times. It's good to have times where you get aside and you ask the Lord and then you wait. Now, you can imagine if I'm on the phone and I'm always talking, how am I going to hear anything? So if we're in praying and praying and praying and praying but not listening, it's a one-sided conversation. After a while, that's boring. Amen? Now, prayer is not boring because God's going to answer back after you speak to him. And you're going to ask him, Lord, what about this? And he's going to give you something. And suddenly a memory will come or an unction. You get a feeling. You ever been going along and suddenly saying something inside of you says, you should go and visit Jane down the block. You haven't seen her in a while. You don't know where that thought come from. And you're obedient and you go and see her. She said, wow, I've been so lonely and depressed lately, I'm really happy to see you. You're really still small voice. It's a wonderful thing as we nurture that, we nurture the Lord, allow the Lord to guide us. And not override it with our mind, which can Now, one that's very exciting is not related to our intelligence. Whoopee! It's not related to our human wisdom. It doesn't matter how many degrees or credentials we got, the still small voice of God is true to all of us. And dear friends, some of you who are some of the quietest and stand back a lot are some of the clearest hearers of the Lord. Be prepared to share what you get. And I want to encourage you, if you've been holding back and you feel, well, God won't use me and he's just the right, if you're overloading things with your mind, then you're probably going to have a harder time. And this is being moved by the Spirit of God, motivated by Him, letting Him direct our mind and not overriding our mind. And He won't override our will. Now, in that, many of the gifts that we're told in 1 Corinthians 12, gifts of the Holy Spirit, are relating to hearing from God. Because He'll give you knowledge that you won't know. You might get a word, and that we can call a word of knowledge. You might have a word for someone, and you should speak it out to them because it's not for you, it's for them. You never take pride in the gifts because you're the postman. Of course you could, but doesn't do you any good. They're not for you. The gifts are not for you. They're who you give them to. If you've got a gift of healing, it's the blessing is the person gets healed. Amen? The gifts are to be given. But so you may get knowledge, and it might come through the word or a picture or a scripture. And scriptures are very powerful, and they may not just be the context that they're given in. And I remember when I had the Safer Company, and we lost control of it, and the American company bought it and closed us down. 1 week, we had to get rid of all our staff and everything. And I went to the church on Sunday, and the Alistair Petrie was our priest there, and he said, I've got this word for you. The door He opens, no man can close, and the door He closes, no man can open. That's from Revelations. But what it meant for me was that God closed that company and He was going to open another company. And I just knew that was true. It just went right into me. And that's what will happen with the Word of God from Scripture. It may not be the context of the passage, but it'll give you a message in your heart. And you'll know that God's speaking to you through that Scripture. So be open to scriptures. They can come from Old or New Testament, doesn't matter. But they'll give you a message. It might be a song. A lot of times, and some of you have been moved by worship songs and how that's opened something up in your heart. It might be a physical healing. And of course, dreams. Pictures of various sorts. I remember praying with a fellow and he was a pastor, and he said, yeah, I just see a picture of myself. It's like Alice in Wonderland. I'm a little guy, and there's this great big table, and I'm sitting in the chair. And the Lord revealed to him that was how he felt and broke that power of being insecure. See, pictures can relayed the message very powerfully, and God uses pictures, of course, visions and dreams. So all of those come from knowledge. And then there's wisdom, which comes from knowing what to do with the word of knowledge. And sadly, a lot in the prophetic ministry have really been badly hurt because they blurt out a word of knowledge without the wisdom to know when to share it. You ever found that? Maybe some of you have, where you've shared something and were badly hurt because it was not received. So that's something in that area. Prophecy, the will of God. And of course, the discernment of spirits, which is important. that's a gift to know, is the enemy lying to you? Or is it true? You can ask the Lord to help you there, discerning, is it coming from you, Lord? I know folks that have destroyed their life because they thought God told them to sell everything they had and go to Timbuktu. And that was not true. So you've got to be very careful when you hear, is it from you, Lord? You can ask for discernment. Tongues, in the will of God, praying in the Spirit, we don't know what we're praying, but we know it's in His will. And sometimes praying for people, we just pray silently in tongues, not belligerently, the Lord's a gentleman, silently in tongues, and it suddenly you get an understanding in your mind. You don't know where that comes from, but the Lord knows. And interpretation of tongues, miracles and healings. So basically know that the gifts itself are that, but basically there's areas there that we need to do it. And I'd like to encourage you, each of you here have that ability because we have the Holy Spirit, amen? And He's speaking to us all the time. We've got to learn to listen. So we're going to do a little exercise now. And I want you to exercise that ability. Now I'm going to use this exercise which Brad Jerzak used. So if you've been through any of his teachings and you've heard this before, you know, just follow along. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to pray for CGC. And I want you to ask the Lord to give you something and then just speak it out, okay? So we'll start with, David, I'll lead you in that prayer and then you get see what the Lord gives you. So Father, we just lift up the fellowship here, GFC. We're going to pray for Gabriola Fellowship Church. Lord, we just lift up GFC and pray, Lord, now you give us a picture, a word, a scripture, or something that relates to this fellowship. So just let the Holy Spirit do that for you. Now, as you get something, just speak it out. Doesn't matter how, if it's one word or a picture, or don't feel it has to be flowery. Just say whatever comes to you. Just let the Holy Spirit you can do it. Let him just lay aside. Don't think it's foolish. You know, sometimes we think it's foolish what we get, but just say what comes to your mind right away. Good word. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing only for a person. And I wonder if I got a volunteer to come up. Earl? Okay. So, okay, we're going to do the same thing, only we're going to pray for Earl. Okay? So we want to ask the Holy Spirit to give us something for Earl. So, Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus. We lift our brother Earl up, and we pray, Lord, that you would reveal to us something for our brother, a picture, a word, a scripture, or something, Lord, just to give us. More, Lord. Bring more. I just sense a lot of other you are getting something, but you're afraid to say it. So, Lord, I just break that fear in the name of Jesus. Let the river flow. Let it come. See, it wasn't that difficult, was it, receiving things from the Lord? But we're going to do one more. Only I'm not going to tell you who we're praying for. It is someone in this room. And I'm just going to raise that up before the Lord, and I want you to get something for this person and really ask the Lord for a picture word. Just let the gifts flow. Okay, so Father, we lift up this person. You know who they are, Lord. And I pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would just give us a revelation about this person, for this person, that you want to bless them, Lord. We just pray that you give a revelation for this person now in Jesus' name. And as you get something, just share it.
Chains being broken.
Now I'm going to tell you who the person you were praying for was. It was yourself. I asked the Lord to raise yourself up. Those were the words you got for yourself. So you see, God may be revealing something through that, that he wants you to bring to him. And you can see that we do hear from the Lord, but it may not be in what we expect, because you didn't know who you were praying for, therefore you weren't anticipating what that image or whatever was. So you can ask the Lord whatever you got. You can ask the Lord, what does that mean? Because the next step is to ask him the meaning. When God speaks, a lot of time it's an imagery. And then you need to get him to guide you to what it really means. Or that's when we need each other, that together we get a message out of it. It's like doing a puzzle. You know, as I told the gang at CGC, I'm really good at puzzles. I do the perimeter. And Elaine does the easy part on the inside. But, you know, basically, when we come together and we get little pictures, we can put it together and we get the picture. And that's what these words from the Lord, together, the body of Christ moving together, gets the full picture. That alone, you may only get a little piece of the puzzle. But together, we will. That's why in prayer ministry, we tend to be together. We've always, certainly in Wholeness and Amazing Love Ministry and CGC, it's always two prayer ministers to just bring a balance and also for further. And of course, when two or more you get together, the Lord says, there he is in the midst of us. So this is an exciting time, and you can start practicing that. You can start doing it on your own, but know that you, when you ask the Lord for understanding and wisdom, you're going to get something. And don't shut it out. A lot of times we shut it out, we think, God can't possibly, that's too stupid. But the Lord wants that. And to allow that to come and let it come. So we're going to be relying a lot on that through the time, because the ministry is not a counseling ministry, as I said. It's a prayer ministry. It's all Holy Spirit. It's not us. We're simply alongside you. But God is going to reveal something to you to release you into more levels of freedom than you're getting. And you'll find your spiritual life will accelerate a lot, too. Because all of this is a walk of obedience in the Lord and being willing to step out in faith, because it may seem strange to the mind, but it's true in the spirit. So he's teaching us to stretch ourselves a bit, stretch ourselves out. So that's what we're going to close with tonight, and I hope that we see you tomorrow. We're going to have an exciting journey tomorrow, but I pray that you see this from the point of view of being totally loved first. And then you can look at the areas that you would like release from, not in order to be accepted, okay? But because you're already accepted and loved. That's the position. That's where we start from, is the cross. That's who you are in Christ. He's a good, good father, and you're loved by him. Amen? That's the truth. So let's just close tonight. So, Father, we thank you for your many outpourings this evening. We pray, Lord, that you minister to us through the night. And, Lord, continue to give us revelation and just see ourselves, Lord, in your arms. How much you love us, and how much you care for us, and how much more you want to give us. And we just pray now, Lord, you give us traveling mercies, refreshing sleep, and bring us back refreshed tomorrow morning to walk more with you, in Jesus' name. Amen.